morning, baby. Did you sleep well? I missed you while you slept. Baby, stop. Oh, your morning breath is everything. You don't think I like it? Baby, you're an angel. Aw, listen. I love when you come in and give me those toothpaste kisses before you leave for work. But if it means I'll get to keep you in bed with me, I will absolutely take that morning breath. And I will kiss your forehead and love you until the end of time if you let me. Sometimes when I wake up in the morning, I still have no idea how you're here with me. Oh, baby, no, listen. I know you think I'm just talking, but I really cannot believe that I'm here with you right now. You make me so happy. Do you need anything? Should I make us some coffee? Tea? Yeah? Okay, baby. Two teas coming up. I'll be right back. Okay, we have a full 5 minutes before the tea is ready. So what do you want to talk about? Should we just snuggle? Should I just tell you how much I love you over and over again? No, I know I'm being cheesy, but I'm also being so serious. You're amazing. I want you to stop and listen to me for a few minutes. Just shh. I mean it when I say that you inspire me every single day. The way you walk into every single situation and just own it, it's wild to me. It just blows my mind. No, I'm being serious. You think I don't pay attention to all of your wins, but I do. I'm thrilled by them, with every part of your life. Baby, I'm just so proud of you, really. And I am so lucky that you are mine. Every time I think about you, I think about this time from when I was a kid. I was at the lakeside with my family, and I was laying out in the garden on the grass with a few of my cousins. It was pretty late. And it was so quiet except for the fire pit crackling and the occasional laughter that carried out of the house from a parent or two. It was pitch black except for the stars in the sky. And all of a sudden I saw a shooting star. And all of my cousins got up and started yelling and running to the house to tell our parents about how cool it was. But even at that young age, I just remember laying there, not moving, and just thinking, man, I wish I was holding someone's hand right now. And it's not like I had you in mind in particular. It's not like I could see your face. I just know that when we met. The very first time I held your hand, I was immediately brought back to that moment. No, I know, it sounds so crazy. But don't you ever think that maybe there was someone out there for you from the very beginning? Oh, I think the kettle's ready. Hold on. Okay, two teas. Do you need anything else? It's perfect. Of course. I pay attention to what you like. Okay, so where was I? Oh, yes. Have I ever told you about the origin of love? I swear, if you laugh at me for being so soft right now... I won't tell you. There's a point to this. I promise I have a point. Okay. So according to this ancient Greek playwright, humans were once round. Like, they look like kegs of cheap beer we drank in the cornfields at high school. So anyway, all of these humans were round and had two sets of arms, two sets of legs, and they also had two faces, so they could pretty much do whatever they wanted to do. They could watch the world around them as they read. They could shuffle cards while they wrote letters. And they walked forwards and backwards. In spite of being so odd-looking, the humans were not only happy, they were incredibly powerful. And at some point they decided they were going to head on up and take on the gods. I mean, why wouldn't they? And of course, the gods felt very threatened. And Zeus was like, no way. Let me just use my lightning to scissor them apart. And so he did. He just shot fire down from the heavens, and it ripped right through the flesh of the humans, dividing them into two bodies. And then he built up this big storm to scatter all of the humans away from their other halves. And he swore that if they ever tried it again, that Zeus would split us again and we'd all be hopping around on one leg and seeing through one eye. I guess we should be careful. The point to all of that is, I truly believe that the first time I saw you, you felt familiar. It was like the scar from the lightning bolt down your center was the exact opposite of mine. And all I wanted to do was wrap my arms around you and try to meld ourselves back together. Oh, I know. I'm being so cheesy. But I love you. And you're important to me. And I want to make sure that you know that. Anyway, do you want some more tea? Should we get up and make some breakfast? No. You know what? You stay here. I'll make us breakfast. I love you. Go back to sleep for a few minutes. I'll wake you when it's ready.